Do you feel alone? Do you feel abandoned? Do you feel you can trust nobody? Do you feel that there's no place to go? I'm just kidding. This is a political alienation. If you're conservative, you might think, in America, I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican all my life, but I'm not a Donald Trumpist. I didn't like what happened on January 6th. I don't like that guy. I don't like that party. I've been a Democrat all my life. I don't like what Joe Biden's doing. I don't like the inflation. I need a new party. I'm sick of the polarization. I know what happened in 2000 and I know back in 1912, Teddy Roosevelt ran for the Bull Moose. I get it. I know in 1992, Ross Perot ran as an independent, didn't win, but shook it up, or Ralph Nader in 2000. But this is all going to be different this time. The Forward Party, created by a group of disgruntled Republicans and Democrats, have said we're going to have a new national third party. Miles Taylor is a former Homeland Security official in the Trump administration. He was involved in creating this new party, and he joins us now. Hi, Miles.
Great to be with you. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good. Okay. Tell me about the genesis of a new, there's a long tradition of this stuff happening in both in Canada and the U.S. I understand it, but what is the genesis of Forward?
Yeah, well, look, let's start here. For most of history, this hadn't worked, right? I mean, we know American political history. I'm a student of American political history, and I would have told you a couple of years ago, I thought it was impossible to create a successful third party in the United States. But some pretty significant things have changed. And I don't think that's surprising to anyone when they look at America's political environment. I mean, I talk to friends in Canada who feel like they live in the apartment above a meth lab because things are so crazy here in the United States. I mean, that's how people describe it. It's like, you know, Canada's like the nice neighbor sitting on top of a meth lab. And Americans, by the way, feel that way, too. 9 in 10 people in the United States right now say the country is headed the wrong direction. And stunningly, Ed, 1 in 10 Americans, so 30 million Americans, think violence would be justified to forcibly restore Donald Trump to the White House. We still are living in a chaotic, disgruntled political environment. But I'm going to throw some other stats at you to that question about can a third party even work? And that is, when they've failed in the past, it's because most of the country doesn't want a new party. Stunningly, in the past year, two-thirds of Republicans and Democrats now say they wish they had another party in this country and that they would vote for it. And 50% of Americans now say they're no longer a Democrat or a Republican. They are a political independent. One half of the country, and that's the highest that number's ever been. So we think the fertile soil is getting tilled right now to introduce a new choice for Americans.
Speaking of Miles Taylor here on the Evan Solomon Show, the former Homeland Security official of the Trump administration, one of the founders of a new party, a third party, the third way. I mean, look, folks, as you follow French politics, like, this is what Emmanuel Macron did. He founded a new party. It was a middle party, center party, and he won. And I guess this is in some ways the blueprint. But these have failed in the past, Miles. I think there's a big appetite here. Democrats fear that this is just going to bleed off votes. And Republicans who are hardened members of the Trump supporters, they will win. That this will actually end up hurting the Democrats more than the Republicans. The way, you know, Al Gore blames Ralph Nader for sucking and siphoning off votes and costing him in the election.
Yeah, I mean, Evan, it's a great question, and I hope that you'll flap me around a little bit later, because a second ago I called you Ed, because I have a friend named Ed Solomon. So, Evan.
Miles, I just want to tell you something. I have been called so many nasty names that when you called me Ed, I was flattered, because it wasn't, you weren't spitting on me. Like, it's rough out there for the journalists right now. Okay, go ahead, Miles.
Hey, well, no, I'll tell you one really funny one, Evan. When I came out publicly against Trump, the actor Miles Teller, who's in Top Gun, started getting my hate mail from MAGA people, and he said, hey, man, I'm getting a lot of hate mail because my name Miles Teller sounds a lot like Miles Taylor. So that happens in this world. But look, I'll tell you this. The spoiler question, look, that's another really important one to address. Is it's easy to say, you know, look, if you introduce a new party, it's going to spoil for one party or the other. I think the obvious answer to that is the two-party system is already completely spoiled. I mean, statistically, over 70% of elected positions in the United States in the last election cycle had only one candidate competing for them because the two major parties have shut out competition. How is that not spoiled? I mean, imagine you went to the grocery store and instead of 30 different kinds of soap, you only had one type of soap you were allowed to buy. You'd be a little more than pissed
off. Even just two. Even two bars of soap isn't much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that sounds like a facetious example, but it's not. I mean, Evan, in every aspect of our lives, whether it's getting a ride share, ordering food or clothes, we have like unlimited choice and competition. And ironically, the only place in our lives we don't have choice and competition anymore is our democracy. It was the place in school we were told it was all about choice and competition. So no one should be afraid of more choices. I can't imagine any marketplace where you'd
but
ever
how
say,
do you get it off the ground? Like, the two parties are fundraising. Now, things are easier than when Ross Perot and Ralph Nader ran because of a Supreme Court decision in the U.S. It's easier to raise money. I understand that. What kind of money do you guys need to raise?
It's huge. This is a massive project. I would say this is the Mount Everest of political challenges. And just like Mount Everest, 99 out of 100 routes you would take to the top, you'd probably die. So the goal here is find the one route where you get to the summit and survive. That's how big of a challenge this is. But we think we know what that route looks like because there have been Sherpas that have gone up that metaphorical mountain before. It has been done. And right now it's a lot more viable. The conditions are more viable than they've been in the past. But on the money side, you have to raise an enormous amount of money to make a new party successful in this country. But we think there is the grassroots energy to come out and support something like this. Just immense public dissatisfaction with the existing system. But that's going to be hard to do, and it's why this is a multi-year effort. No one needs to worry about this new party jumping in the midterm elections this year. We won't have candidates in the midterm elections, but we are going to start building the party infrastructure. So by the end of this year, we will have legal recognition or ballot access in 15 U.S. states, double that number in 2023, and nearly all 50 states in 2024. But when we're selecting our races, we're going to be looking for candidates to go run against entrenched extremists. So think election deniers from the Republican Party who look like they can't be beaten. That's where we're really going to go try to run.
I want people to understand this. The 2020 election cycle cost about $14 billion. Like the money in the U.S. is mind-boggling. I just got you for a minute, Miles. Just real quick, will there be one candidate, a presidential candidate, that your party will put forward?
Well, right now we really genuinely aren't thinking about the presidential. That's not a talking point because we have a secret Trojan horse presidential candidate. No one in our organization is planning to run for president in 2024. Our focus is going to win races in the Senate and the House and at the state level. That's our primary focus. But if we end up, Evan, in that black swan scenario in 2024 where you have a Donald Trump coming back and the Democrats don't look like they can beat them.
Yeah, Joe Biden's daughter into the finish line. Yeah, if you got Joe Biden crawling to the finish line and Donald Trump trying to do restoration on the river, that would be nuts. You might have to run a presidential candidate, Miles.
Yeah, and look, we won't do anything if we think it's going to help Trump be president. I mean, I'll be one of the first people in the country who gets shipped to Guantanamo Bay if Donald Trump wins in 2024. So anything we do, if we play in the presidential, will be to make sure that man never sits in the Oval Office ever again.
Well, I can tell you something. As a journalist who's been to Guantanamo Bay, Miles, you don't want to go there. Miles Taylor, former Homeland Security, you've probably been there as well, former Homeland Security official of the Trump administration. Yeah, I've taken that flight there. He was involved in the creation of Four. It's a new party. It was created, basically announced last night. And they'll have some. Well, we wish you luck, Miles. Come on back. Great to have you on the program.
Evan, great to be with you.
Does Canada need a new political party? There's talk in some conservative circles that, maybe if Pierre Poilievre wins, we'll break off. Or maybe if Jean Charest wins, we'll break off. The Conservative Party has gone through a series of divorces. Remember it. When Jean Charest and Elsie Wayne were a party of two after Brian Mulroney's great historic majority dwindled down to a mere two. And then, of course, that rump of a party almost disappeared and the Reform Party came up. And then it was the Conservative Reform Alliance, the Alliance Party, and then the Reunited Conservative Party of Canada under Stephen Harper and Peter McKay. The left has fractured before, but the center's been abandoned. The Liberals have a deal with the NDP, a confidence and supply motion, so they've tacked to the left. The Conservatives, some say, are going to tack to the right if they elect Pierre Poilievre. So I ask you this. With the United States, and we just spoke to Miles Taylor, a former Homeland Security official, who said, who's involved in the creation of a new party in the U.S. He says it's so broken in the U.S. The Republicans are so broken, and the Democrats are so broken. We started a new party, the Forward Party. And here's why. He says most people just distrust conventional parties. Listen.
9 in 10 people in the United States right now say the country is headed the wrong direction. 1 in 10 Americans, so 30 million Americans, think violence would be justified to forcibly restore Donald Trump to the White House. We still are living in a chaotic, disgruntled political environment.
By the way, the U.S. just experiencing a recession, 2 quarters of negative growth. And so a third party, he says, it's fertile. And I wonder, could this happen here? Are you tired of the same old? Now, we've done this before. The Bloc is a reasonably new party. In Quebec, they have a new party in the CAQ. I know Tasha Carradine, who's a regular, has talked a lot about maybe the Conservatives federally may talk about a third party. There's certainly chatter about it. Certainly the Alberta politics, Wild Rose, and the Conservative, the Progressive Conservative, and then the United Conservative Party. 1-855-633-1010 or 710-1010. Terry in the Big Burlington, what's up?
Good afternoon, Evan. Yeah, we don't need another party. You know what we need? We need politicians that really care about the people in this fine country. Because right now, all those politicians are saying is, what's in it for me? And like, that's about it.
Yeah, but that's the whole point. That's why they think there's a third party, that people are so cynical, Terry. People are saying, I'm sick of this. But you think that you just would like to purge what, the existing elected politicians and get new ones?
I'm telling you, like, the politicians that, like, they have to come around to, like, what's going on, like, around in the world right now, because they don't have a friggin' clue. Here they are making what, almost $200,000 for a friggin' MP. They don't know what's going on. They really don't. People here are like living on the street.
Yeah, $185,000 $185,800 to be precise is what a member of parliament gets, and that's if they're sitting on a committee, or of course anything else. They get more. I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. Listen, first of all men to the sense that people should care about people more than power. Jerry in Kitchener, what's up?
Yeah, Evan, it would be nice if we could get back to having a real conservative party in this country. What's happened here is the right wing has taken over, and this is when I look at the last couple of elections, they haven't put anybody forward that could really give us a reason to vote other than Liberal, because the NDP is so far in the distance as far as policies that are acceptable to Canadians. People are getting frustrated.
Is there anybody in the current conservative leadership race that you consider might reestablish some conservative bona fides?
No, I don't see it happening.
So would you like another party?
I would love to see a real conservative party in this country. I mean, we've had one, for our history, and I don't see that now. I think it's been taken over by the far right, and the people the Conservative Party have put forward haven't been acceptable to Canadians.
Jerry, I appreciate the call. We need politicians. First of all, I think we need practical politicians who are practical before they're partisan. Two, they need to deliver stuff. Three, they've got to answer some basic questions. Four, just focus on the things that people care about. Give us the opportunity to pursue a better life. And take care of the weak and most vulnerable. You don't have to get your thumbs and your mitts into every part, but we also shouldn't run down government. We need government standards. We need government for certain things. It doesn't mean we need total government. But we need leaders that just speak like us, talk like us, not in nostrums, not in phony baloney talk. Bob, what's up? Bob, are you there?
Hi. I think we need term limits at every level, federal, provincial, and municipal, and we need to hold the politicians we elect accountable.
Term limits of how long?
Two terms, 2 times 4 years. That way they can do what's necessary and not focus just on getting reelected.
Okay, interesting. Term limits is something I don't know. Look, I think getting big money out of politics has been a good thing in Canada. Term limits, I'm not opposed to it. I do sometimes think there are people with a lot of experience in politics that are good, you know. I don't understand why experience in politics is denuded. I got about 90 seconds here. Do I have time for one more call? Let me try to squeeze one in. I got so many. Mario, what's up?
Hey, Devin, how you doing?
I'm great, man. What's your thought on this?
Listen, we need a third party, and the reason is simple. The third party's got to bring to Canadians grand ideas. Like, for example, Tommy Douglas, he brought us health care. You brought Diefenbaker, brought the Arrow. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
But the point is that to rally all of Canada together and says, yeah, we can do this. Whether it is high-speed rail, whether it's this or that, take the country and rally it. Hmm. None of this simple BS, I'll do this, I'll do a little bit of this, I'll do a little bit of that. Yeah. No, you want ideas that says, let's get together and do it.
Whether all right, well, I appreciate it. Look, maybe it's not time for small ideas and incrementalism. I appreciate that. We do need some vision. By the way, if you're listening in Toronto, Jean Charest is going to be on The Rush with Rashmi Nair and Scott MacArthur this afternoon after 3 p.m. news on News Talk 1010 and our brother station in Toronto. So if you still need your political fix, get that.